Now we will move beyond your fractal time, adolescent. Now that you have brought him or her some healing, now that you have shared the fire of inspiration and creation, igniting both of your kundalinis, so that you may continue your healing into a deeper space of magic, we are going to begin moving towards the adolescent. Your ancient adolescent is what we will call them. This adolescent is much like your higher self, whole and complete. It is them that we are desiring and seeking magic with at this time of Beltane. It is them that contains all the pieces of fractal time. So yes, it will benefit your adolescent in your current time reality. It will also benefit all of the adolescents you have ever been. Therefore, it is a more vast type of magic you are doing with adolescent. We are going to ask you to go right back into meditation, finding your comfortable place. Breathing, allowing yourself again the in-breath. Your druid adolescent will be there to assist you with their own knowledge, to help you to find your way in the magical labyrinth that is Beltane. Breathing, falling. Thank you. arriving into your druid grove. Finding yourself there once again. Your druid adolescent there to greet you, to hug you, to invite you back into the magic together. You will also find that your current time reality adolescent has also joined you, greeting them into the adventure, hugging them, allowing them a greeting with their druid adolescent. You are the medium between them and the ancient adolescent. You are awakening your current adolescent's magical abilities, stretching their mind, their spirit. Into the adventure that is lifetimes long. Together you will hold hands. And as you do, the walls of the labyrinth rise. You might have worked with this labyrinth during Samhain, remembering that at any given time in different parts of the earth, one side of the earth is experiencing Beltane while the other is simultaneously experiencing Samhain. Right now you are on the springtime side of that work, the birth, the creation, entering this incredible labyrinth together. Twisting, turning. The walls may even move and change. They are stone structures, as if they have always been here. Finding your way through smell, sight, and sensing. Suddenly you will see Fae peek making their faces from around the labyrinth walls. First you see them, then you don't. Running, chasing them. Both your current and druid adolescent. Running towards them, but staying together. These fae will show their faces many times during Beltane. After all, it is their time as well. To come up from underground and assist in the creation of the earth. Right now they are here to assist you, so that you may choose the right way, because this labyrinth can be very confusing as the stones change their ways. You may find there are two or three ways you can turn. Which way did I see the fae? Yes, that way. Twisting, turning. Having the sense that you are reaching the center. Gripping each other's hands. Looking around the corner. Realizing that the fae are now hidden from sight as they have guided you to the center. There is something on a small stone pedestal. It looks like a flute. But there is something else guarding it. What is that? It may be an animal. An ugly minotaur. Dragon, or something else entirely. You are all here to move past it. So that you may work with the flute of air. You will gather with your adolescents. Create a solution together. Remembering that your druid adolescent has knowledge. Knowledge that they have been training for. They may have some magical words or symbols that can be used to get past the guardian of this flute. Taking a few minutes, devising a plan. as you hear the words, say them. Your higher self may also become present, giving you words or symbols to use, saying them, writing them in the air, whichever is most appropriate. Until the guardian either falls asleep or disappears entirely. They have been guarding this fruit for many centuries until you became awakened enough to seek it. Each one of you will play this fruit, blowing into it, and as you do, it will birth a symbol for the element of air. Coming out of the end of the fruit, entering your throat chakra. Breathing and just receiving this element of air. No matter what you do, what creation you create with your magic, the elements are always part of it. You will find that we use them often. But this symbol is ancient, unlocking something greater inside of you. Something that can only be accessed at certain times. This one being the magic space, liminal space of Beltane. As you receive that element of air, you are receiving the expression portion of your creation in this world. And again, not just the lifetime you are in, you are working with a greater magical component than that. You are working magic in many worlds at once. And yes, you will experience it in your own. Thank you. Sudden you will not know how you left the labyrinth, yet you will find yourselves outside of it, turning to see it move back very quickly into the ground. The grass and the birds, the trees, the flowers, all springing up above it as if it was never there. Now you are going to go beyond the trees, just a bit into the forest, to integrate this element of air, this expression of your creativity. As you gather each element, you reach closer to your goal of wholeness with your ancient adolescent, bringing purpose, creativity, and wholeness. You fall asleep under a tree, allowing the expression. You may have dreams. You may have a desire to write, or you may just fall asleep. As you awaken, it will be time to move yet again deeper into the magic of Beltane.